This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 11 for May 4th, 2010. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells the story of his associate, Dr. Truong, who treated his future mother-in-law. And when she had her atlas corrected, she had a reduction in her blood pressure and a reduction in chronic swelling of an injured ankle. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
To hear more testimonials of how Upper Cervical Chiropractic has helped people, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com, where you can also hear interviews with prominent people in upper cervical, including Dr. Hall. Again, the website is UpperCervicalDocs.com. It is time for Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, where we hear fantastic stories about how people have been helped through the power of upper cervical. And I'm here with Dr. Hall. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Good evening, Dr. Hambrick. What's new?
Well, it's raining. Cats and dogs here today. And it's supposed to do the same tomorrow. And I desperately need to mow.
You what?
I desperately need to mow.
Oh, that's going to make your situation worse.
It is. It is. We're having a bunch of people out to the house on Sunday, and I purposely put off the mowing until the last minute. Now I'm wondering if I'm going to get it at all.
Well, the good news is when your kids get a little older, you can defer that job to them, right?
Yeah, I can't
wait. For 25 cents.
I can't wait. Well, have you got a good story for us today, Dr. Hall?
I do have a good story. And the good part is I get to talk about my doctor I work with up in Los Angeles here today, Dr. Johnny Truong. This is kind of a cool story. I can say fiance, so it's not his mother-in-law yet, but she was probably one of the first cases, I believe, that he corrected upper cervically, and she had a pretty big drop in her blood pressure, and which obviously is an exciting thing if you're a young doctor in practice to see something more than just back pain or headaches or numbness clear, because I know a lot of the students hear all these great stories coming out of school, and then they get in practice, and I was like this, and then you think, well, gosh, I've heard all these great stories, but can I do this? So it's exciting when you're young in practice and you see a lot of big changes on conditions that were not really taught in chiropractic school can be affected. Although we've got a great blood pressure study that just came out by Dr. Dick Holtz back there in Chicago. But so anyway, his to-be mother-in-law, blood pressure, I believe, dropped about 30 points. And Dr. Truong is really into, I call it gadgets. He's got a heart rate variability test that he just bought, or machine that he just bought that he's going to start using, which measures sympathetics. And as he took care of his to-be mother-in-law, he noticed, or she noticed, or I guess he noticed because he took the pressure also, that every time she was out of alignment, that her blood pressure would be up, and when she got corrected, the blood pressure would drop, and she noticed lots of other changes in her health, and which was somewhat astonishing to her because Dr. Truong's fiance was a nurse, so they didn't exactly come from an upper cervical upbringing. But the neat part about this story, continued story, that was 5 years ago. Recently, unfortunately, his to-be mother-in-law broke her ankle in our actually parking lot of the building that we're in. It was raining and it was slick, and she rolled her ankle and snapped her lower leg basically in half, and in the hospital for a few days. Yeah, that. I've never broken a bone, but I can imagine it doesn't feel well. But, so, and this story kind of illustrates how you can have something happen to the body that may not be directly caused by the subluxation, but to show how the Atlas being out of alignment affects the overall healing potential of the body. Well, she had an ankle that was about 2 or 3 times as big as it should be after it was broken because it was swollen, and she was obviously on some painkillers. And when she finally got out of the hospital, Dr. Chong checked her and got her corrected. And within a few hours, that ankle that had been swollen about 2 or 3 times as big as it should be over a 4 or 5 day period reduced about 50% in a few hours.
Mm.
So I just think that's a great story that shows, you know, we get so many people that come in because of headache or neck pain or digestive issues, which you can very obviously connect to interference in the upper neck. But this is a good story which illustrates, you know, the overall healing capacity of the body is impaired if you're out of alignment.
Right.
Kind of the same as patients who come in who've had an appendix surgery and 10 years ago, and you correct them and all of a sudden that scar turns red again for a period of mm-hmm. time, and they're like, what the heck's going on here? Well, your tissue that was healed up to the best that it could while you were out of alignment, now that you're in alignment, it's healing to a higher level. Mm. So I thought that's a great story.
Now, this same lady, blood pressure and the swelling in the ankle.
Yes. As I said, his to be mother-in-law.
The Dick Holt story, for those who don't know about it, or the Dick Holt study, said that an upper cervical correction was the equivalent to 2 birth control pills. Is that correct?
Blood pressure pills, not birth control.
I'm sorry.
Unless that's a different study. We're on a roll here today.
Blood pressure pills.
Yeah, if I have my statistics correct, I believe it was 18 millimeters of mercury, right? And it was
that sounds right.
2 blood pressure medication. Yeah, so that's upper cervical, and I know they're working on a bigger one, outdid any pharmaceutical study that's ever been done. 1 correction measured 6 weeks later, which I think is pretty fantastic.
Yeah. You know, I read a study that said it is unknown how lasting the effects will be.
Yeah.
And it seems kind of obvious how lasting the effects will be.
Well,
as long as the bone stays in place.
Yeah. I loved when that was on Good Morning America, how they had, it wasn't George Backris, but whoever the medical correspondent
Timothy
was.
Johnson.
Yeah. And I've said this before, but I'm sitting here thinking, why in the hell didn't they put Dr. Dick Holtz on there so he could actually answer these questions, since he's the one that did it?
Yeah.
But overall, I thought it was pretty positive for, I've always said, and a lot of us have always said, well, we could have the research out there and they still won't listen, but they listened. So
yeah.
I'm encouraged by some of the research that's going to come out of Italy, and going forward, I think that if we do research up to their standards, I think they'll listen.
Yeah.
Not that it changed what happens in our offices, but
right. You know, did you use the blood pressure study at all in your own clinic? Did you try to publicize it, or did you try to publicize it in the community at all?
Almost every case that came in the office, I talked about it. If they came with high blood pressure, I still to this day bring it up.
Yeah.
I didn't play it on our TV up front, nor did I advertise it. In fact, unfortunately, I know an upper cervical doctor down here in the Southland who, not on purpose, he ran an ad with a blood pressure study, and he put in that it was out of Harvard School of Medicine, not Chicago Memorial Hospital or wherever it was done. Someone turned him in, and then he got a fine from the district attorney. That's crazy. It's not like it really changed the results of what he was saying. He just, you know, I guess Harvard's more prestigious, so he was trying to mislead the public.
Oh.
Right?
Well, I submitted a press release, and it got picked up. But they said was chiropractic.
Oh, God.
Yeah. This is in the great state of Florida, where a chiropractor is a chiropractor, a chiropractor.
Well, that's part of the problem we have. We legally can't say that we're a specialist or that we're actually any different than any of the other chiropractors, can we?
No. It depends on the state, but that's the way it is in Florida for sure.
California's the same.
Well, great story, Dr. Hall. We will see you next week.
Okay. Don't wash away out there in Missouri.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
See you later. Well, that's it for another episode of Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Please support this podcast by subscribing to it on iTunes. You can also listen to it at the blog at uppercivicaldocs.com. Please write reviews, tell your friends, and subscribe on iTunes. The more attention this podcast gets, the more attention Upper Cervical gets. We'll see you next time.